W4DJW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
You headed back home?
I've got a chiropractor appointment this afternoon.
Yeah.
But I'm still on the south side of Traveler's Rest.
Well, I got a phone call. Maybe I'll catch up with you again before we get gone. W4DJW Mobile. Clear.
KO4HKX Mobile and Monitoring.
N4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, Shane, you on your way to work?
Got caught in some more road construction over here. There's about three ways I go to work. Three roads I can take the way I go, and they're working on all three of them. And they're all roads that people need to get through, and they can't use the others because they're working on them.
Planning thing, it goes a lot of ways.
For a while now. And it wasn't a very big bridge. It really wasn't a bridge at first. It was just a culvert under the road. It's been more than a year now, and I don't understand why they haven't finished. And now they're paving another road that you have to detour off of that one.
Our government do anything.
But the projects need to be done, but, you know, space them out. Finish one first, get it done, and then start on the next one. That would seem more reasonable.
How'd you get in that sentence, sir?
Hey, I heard you're done for the day.
I had to cut it a little short and miss two shops today, but I can pick them up tomorrow afternoon, so not too bad. Actually, wasn't a bad day other than fighting traffic for some reason. It started off really light because no school, but this afternoon they've been crazy.
Section or district that's on spring break?
I don't know if they're on spring break or just taking Monday off because of Easter, but I know Greenville County schools are closed today.
Right, probably not allowed to celebrate Good Friday, so they do it on Monday.
Friday and Monday off after taking 2 weeks ago off for spring break, now that I think about it.
You don't have kids in the school anymore, you don't really pay attention to those things.
And mine are grown now, too.
Friends got busted this morning, but I did go to spend a little time with Ada. Beth was watching Ada, and I went over, and we went to the park together for a little while.
Fun. It's a beautiful day for it, once it warmed up a little bit. And sorry about jumping in on you and Connor there this morning. I thought that was you throwing your call out, because I just caught the tail end of your call.
I'm glad you did. More people that talk to them, and maybe, you know, it'll encourage them to get on more. And then, you know, to be fair, he gave his call first and then mine, like it was me calling him. I told Beth, I even thought he sounded a little bit like me on the radio, from what I've heard of myself on the radio.
Direction. That's for sure.
Married to my daughter. I don't want to drive them away.
Good thing. You kind of want to keep them close.
We've been fortunate. We always have a good time with them. In fact, when I went to see Ada, we stopped over to see Gabrielle for a little bit too. Popped in and said hello. Always good to see him 2 days in a row.
So close, it's pretty easy to see them that much, isn't it?
It's a blessing, I can tell you that. A little more difficult when they were spread out more.
We're recovering from our surgery earlier this year.
That part of it, I think she's mostly healed. She's still getting back into shape. She's starting to go to the gym a little bit with Connor. Still working on some but just some issues she's had since she was a little girl. She just had all kinds of food bother her, and just trying to figure that out. And, you know, make sure she doesn't get into a place where she doesn't feel good, so she doesn't eat, and then she doesn't feel good, she feels worse, so she doesn't eat anymore. And kind of that little struggle there, but she's doing fine right now, and she's looking a lot healthier.
And hopefully she continues on that path and everything works out good.
Down here, she's not working anymore right now, and she's enjoying the time to, you know, just do for herself and not have to get up and get ready and go take care of somebody's kids. She was a nanny for a while, about 5 years, I guess. So I know she's enjoying the time by herself, enjoying the time being at home.
Hopefully she takes the time she needs, and she can find something if she wants to, and if not, everything will work out for
them. Home too, and not work. I'm trying to figure that one out. Actually, I'd rather work, I think. I'm looking forward to retiring one day, but I think I'd rather work than be responsible for the household.
I'm waiting. I think it's easier for me this way than trying to figure out what to do with the house sometimes.
It's opposite. She'd rather be at home, not just sitting around. She never sits around. There's times I have to make her sit down because she won't stop. So, anyway, she'd much rather be there, and I understand that for her.
Women are different than men in that aspect. Mine's the exact same way. She'd rather be at home than having to do anything out away from the house.
I'm there to see if anybody else was coming in. N4ZLK.
Up there, he had a phone call. He may come back, but you never know anymore. He was on there. I think it was Johnny calling him.
Hey, today?
Heavy, but it was chaotic. People just, I don't know, doing things they shouldn't be doing. Let's put it that way.
Heavy on the way to Atlanta Friday night. I got there a little earlier, maybe 30 minutes to an hour earlier than I normally do on Friday. And I've never seen it that heavy at nighttime, but I don't know if it's because I was a little bit early or if it just was unusual. And there was a lot of racing going on and people darting in and out of traffic. And you just got to hold your lane and try to keep your distance and let them do what they do.
Working on Whitehorse down there next to where they're putting those new subdivisions in there where old Whitehorse comes out. So they got part of the road blocked there. They had part of it blocked north of Traveler's Rest on 25 where they're putting in a new turning lane. I mean, it's been a mess.
Those they need to work on for sure, but I wish they would work on them at nighttime when there's not a lot of traffic out.
After that, or at least do one of them at a time instead of trying to do them all at one time.
Guys, such crybabies.
Sing our way.
KY4QM, why are you crying over life?
N4ZLK, good afternoon.
XKX, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Dan. Oh, well. Let's see. Well, anyway, I'm on Whitehorse Road now, so almost there, not far.
Q, I'm still here.
Okay. Name here is Shane. I think I've heard you call before, but I don't recognize you.
KY4QM, I'm Roy, and I'm not here very often.
Look him in. And the other guy is Patrick, KO4HKX. Go ahead, Patrick.
We spoke before. You live over next to the mall.
I have a good memory, that's me. But I'm not here very often. I just, I don't know. Never mind. How am I hitting you? I'm on a mobile here with a J-pole. Is it hitting out there?
Lighting, pulling the repeater up very well. I'm doing a good job for you.
And for thank you. It's kind of crazy. I'm listening to you on a scanner and talking to you on a mobile radio.
On the radio, because it seems like I remember somebody saying one time they could hear on the scanner, but they couldn't hear on the radio. Was that you? That was a while ago.
that's affirmative. Somehow my radio is not working properly, but yeah, I'm listening on a scanner, talking on a mobile, and here we are.
Jeff Riggs used to be, he had a transmitter and a receiver, and you'd have to listen on the one and transmit on the other, so it's working for you. Go ahead, Patrick.
You can make it work. I guess that's the way to do it. KO4HX.
Tango Mobile.
Or is that okay?
Well, hello, Shane, and I understand the other, and there's Patrick. Good afternoon to both of you. On my way to handbell rehearsal, and, been busy as a bee today, trying to keep things going. Go ahead, Shane.
I'm here, too. KQ4YM, I believe, if that's correct. Go ahead, Roy.
Thank you, sir. No, it's KY4QM.
I'm KY4QM. Got it backwards there. Go ahead, Rusty.
Roy also, and I only heard two voices a while ago, so anyway, like I said, I'm headed to church right now because that's where rehearsal is for handbells. And then later I head to barbershop rehearsal, and that's where we're in Duncan for that. So that's where I'll be tonight, a couple of rehearsals for the next 3 hours. And good afternoon, Roy. Go ahead. Name here, Rusty. Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located over here in Spartanburg. Over.
Roger that. Good to hear from you. Did anybody hear that gentleman, I think he's K4, like TR or something, and somebody was giving directions into an address?
TR, Tom, but I didn't hear the directions part.
That. It's a gentleman I hear all the time here, and somebody was giving the directions to a house or something, and it kind of concerned me.
That was Chris giving him directions into his house earlier today.
Roger that. As long as it was safe, I was a little concerned he was being drawn into something he may not want, but that's good. As long as it's all good, that's good.
I'm getting ready to make the climb up the mountain, so I'll lose the repeater here shortly. Good to talk to Shane, Rusty, Roy. Good to hear y'all this afternoon. Y'all stay safe out there. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
W2T, go ahead, Shane.
Be careful going up the mountain. Have a good day. We'll talk to you maybe in the morning. N4ZLK, I'll be in here for a couple more.
For QAM, I copy.
If you are on your way to work, and I've got this idiot on I'm on a two-lane road, double yellow line, and the idiot passes me because I'm not going more than the 35 miles an hour that the speed limit is marked. And it's a twisty road. Oh, well. Shane, so I guess you're on your way to work, Roger.
And you got, don't you realize now speed limits are just suggestions? This is a different time. Anyway, I got a phone call. Let me get this. N4ZLK. The N4ZLK.
Okay, man, go ahead, Roy.
Good talking to you guys. I don't usually get on. I usually just listen, but I just got my license last summer, but I went from zero to extra in like 6 weeks, so I still got a lot to learn.
Well, Roy, if you get on the air and make contacts, talk to people, and find out what other people have got in the way of equipment, what they're doing, and everything else. So, yeah, I've been an extra for a number of years now, and I had to learn code back when I was coming through as a general. So I did that, and but I'm kind of a older, probably all of those of us that were on the air right now. I guess I'm the oldest one because I'm about to turn 76, so that's, you know, that's what that is. But anyway, but good to meet you, and good to hear you on the air, and I'm sure Shane will be back in a minute because I'm getting ready to pull in up here at my church, and I need to go on inside and start getting things set up for the rehearsal tonight. Good to meet you. Talk to you later. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, 7-3s.
Rusty, we'll talk later when you got a little time. W4NGU.
KY4QM. I'll talk to you later. It was good talking to you, and enjoy that meal. Somebody must be getting married, I guess. KY4QM, I'm clear.
No, see you later, Roy. W4 will never give up, clear.
4DJW, mobile.
NGU.
You on your way home?
Yep. You still doing any trading?
Every day except the last Friday. Last Friday, trading wasn't very good.
Now every day?
But a lot more than when I was working.
I'm in and out every day and got some 30 and 60 day trades I like to do with options.
I've looked at them really close two or three times. I just never pulled the trigger on it. Are you happy with what you're getting from options?
You have to take into account what you want to make and what kind of leverage you want to use and days to expiration and the delta of your strike price and all that stuff. It's a little bit complicated, but it's a nice way not to have to set stops and get stopped out and then the market zoom on past you.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago not to set stops. I quit with the stop stuff really early on, probably close to 12 years ago. But that was hard to see the market fly by me, and I'm spinning my head around saying, what in the world happened?
Your makers aren't stupid. They know. Although they're not looking at it back when it was pit trading, they weren't looking at screens. They were just looking at prices. So, but now I think they look a lot more at technicals and what you're looking at, and they know about where your pain level is and where you're going to get out, and they'll try to shake you out if they can.
Get a bunch of them in there and then shake the tree. When they all fall out, get a whole bunch more in there and shake the tree again. You're right. They know how to play the game. But I've learned how they play the game myself, and they can't shake me loose.
We'll have to take some lessons.
You got to be able to take a deep breath and hold it for a long period of time. But I can do that. I've got plenty of time. And I don't use any leverage either. I never have had enough courage to use leverage.
Sometimes when I'm trading stocks, my broker lets me trade four times what's in my account as long as I get out at 4 p.m. I guess you know that, don't you?
I've never used more than what I have. I don't buy more than what I got money to pay for it. And I don't do anything online.
Do anything online?
On loan. I don't loan money from anybody else. I don't borrow money from anybody else.
Oh, I got you. Well, I've kind of gone to individual stocks. The S&P's nice, and you would think, being an amalgamation of 500 stocks, that it would move smoother than it does, but that thing can whip all over the place. Of course, I'll do the SPY and SPX, but as far as the E-mini futures, it can be tough, man.
I've never done those either. All I've ever done are individual stocks. And I get enough individual stocks and enough gainers. I get more. Luckily, I get more gainers than I get losers. And if I lose, I don't lose much before I cut my money and run, take my losses, and learn not to do that again. But so I'm not near as deep into it as you are. I do very, very simple individual stocks, read the company's fundamentals. If I like the fundamentals, I'll get in it. I'm usually in it for the long haul. And only get out after being in it a few years.
You said you were day trading.
Yeah, I did that for a while back. I'm not doing a lot of day trading now. I don't buy and sell in the same day anymore.
It's understood. With a vast majority of what I do, I'm gone at 4 o'clock, and I might only do one round trip, sometimes three a day. So I'm not what used to be defined as a 100 round tripper crazy guy that my commissions are more than I make. But I don't know what this market's doing, and I like to get out at the end of the day. They can't hurt me much.
Get commissions for trades?
Well, not on stocks. You do on options.
wondering. I haven't done options, but I haven't paid for a trade in years.
Remember when they went to no commission, but that was good. For a long time, I was paying, well, I think TD Ameritrade was a $10 flat fee and then some few cents, depending on the number of shares you traded. But I was glad to see it all go commission-free. I don't really understand how they can make money selling order flow. It's got to land on somebody.
But I'm not questioning it. I'm taking advantage of it. Anyway, I'm at stop number two or three, so I've got to jump out. If you're still there when I get back, I'll continue this interesting conversation with you. W4NGU, W4DJW.
Probably will be. W4 never give up, clear.
WY4QM.
Yeah, go ahead, Roy.
Hi, I have TD Ameritrade myself, and I wonder sometimes how they're making money, but sometimes I wonder how their charts are behind the times, and it's kind of curious, but yeah.
Well, I use Thinkorswim. That's the best platform out there. It'll do just about anything you want to do when it's all free, and some of the other platforms can charge you for the extras. And, of course, it's owned by Ameritrade, and then they are owned by Schwab. But that TD Ameritrade platform is kind of complex. It's deep and wide. I don't know how to use half the stuff on it except what I need to know. But their mobile app is one of the most intuitive, simple things ever. And, man, I've got guys that they trade at work, friends of mine, and they don't even turn on a laptop. They do it all with that mobile app. Did I drop out, Roy? Before NGU, standing by.
Thank you. Do you have me now?
I do. You disappeared on me.
Here's my radio jump frequencies or something. I don't know where it went, but I got back to the right one.
6-1.
Thank you. I understand. I've been doing the same thing, trading this, that, and the other, and hoping for the best, but it all is what it is. You still there?
I am. I'm still W4NGU.
KY4QM, I think we have an issue, but I'll catch you later. KY4QM on this side, on your last.
Okay, Roy, we'll talk to you later, W4, never give up.
W4DJW, how far did you make it?
About 25 more minutes. It's about 35 minutes, comfortably 40, but I've been doing it 20 years, and it's gotten about 10 minutes longer with schools opening along the way and that kind of thing, just more traffic.
Take a long time because I had to cross Wade Hampton two or three times, and Wade Hampton is now. I'm looking at traffic as far as I see in both directions, pulling out into Wade Hampton, and the people at the red light can't cross the red light because the people from the previous red light are stopped from that red light blocking them. It's bad.
Boiling Springs is pretty much caught up with Woodruff Road. But that's fine for me for when I sell someday, but it's kind of interesting. In the meantime, I've got a way of, I turn left a block ahead of my house and go around and come up the back road, and I don't have to try to turn left. Even though there's a turn light, it's a whole lot easier just to flip around and come back in the lower side.
Pretty much. I do the same thing. I find ways that are a whole lot further in distance, but a whole lot less in time to accomplish the same task. It's just really, really crowded over here in Greer now. Like Woodruff Road. It's like the new Woodruff Road. Anyway, I'm moving again. Just wondered how much you made. So 30 minute drive, go how many miles?
It's about 30 miles, 29, something like that. Yeah, in the mornings, I need to come out the top end of my driveway. I've got a circle drive, and I got, you know, two or three lanes of traffic facing me, so I just drive up onto my empty lot and make a circle, turn around, and then people will generally let me slip in when I'm coming back down to go to the right. So it worked pretty good.
The same distance Amy goes into work into Spartanburg. Takes her about 30 minutes to get there and 30 minutes to get home from Greer to Spartanburg. And she's been doing that for about 12 or 13 years now, I think.
Up Highway 9 and then hit 292 and go across about 4 miles and hit 26 and go up a few miles, not too far, and then hit 11 and all the way across on 11. And that's a pretty drive. The president once said we ought to charge you for that drive. I didn't think that was too funny.
Does that 11 eventually run cross over, is it 74 or 85?
I'm on it all the way to Tigerville Road, of course, where the school is. But it goes on up and hits, what is that? It's Poinsett Highway that runs on up to Asheville. What is that road?
I mean, I thought you were going north.
Around. I don't know which way I go, but no, I don't guess I do go north, because wouldn't north go toward Chesney?
Well, northeast. Probably more east than north, but northeast.
No, I'd say I go west.
Well, then. I thought you lived over toward Boiling Springs.
I do. Highway 9, Boiling Springs. So whichever way that is. Oh, here's an unmarked vehicle. Two of them with blue lights on. They got somebody for speeding. I never have got it for speeding through here. I know they lurk, and I'm just a little bit smarter.
Older. Last time I got pulled over was on 9/11, 2001. I think that was 9/11. And they told everybody, or get out of here, go home. Don't come back till we call you. And I was going home, the phones didn't work, nothing, and I was speeding down 85. Cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket. I deserved it, though. But that was the last time I got a ticket. I don't think I drive fast anymore after that.
But two, I was near the hospital downtown Greenville, and on Grove Road, and something made me want to speed up a little bit. I was normally a very slow driver, and what got into me that day, I don't know, and a cop got me, and of course, telling him I'm normally quite slow, I didn't even bother, and then I was in Taylor's, near St. Mark's Road, and there was a cop by the side of the road. He was just motioning people over. If you were 1 mile an hour over, he motioned three of us over at the same time.
Did that practice after what happened over in Wilford? Yeah, they used to do that over there too, but now they don't do that anymore. But I was still very, very cautious. I was very aware of my exact speed. When I hit Wilford going back and forth to Charlotte every day, when I entered Wilford, I'd set the cruise control right on the speed limit. And when I left Wilford, I'd bump it up 3 or 4 miles, or maybe up to 7 miles over the speed limit. But when I was in Wilford, I never broke the speed limit, not even by 1 mile an hour.
Remember those things when I go past those places now. I make sure I'm not speeding, even though it's years later.
We're doing day trading now. You're in and out every day. You don't stay, you don't keep anything over weekend or anything like that?
Well, my option plays do, but no, I don't hold stock. Especially with a little bit of leverage, you can make a nice little haul in the daytime and just get out and sleep good at night. And you don't care what's happened overnight overseas.
About that 10:30 dip. Do you wait till the 10:30 dip to get in, or do you get in at 9:30, or does it just depend?
It just depends, but you can exploit that. You know about that. You ought to be all over that. But it's kind of neat. I don't want anything volatile. I love stuff that moves slow, utilities and stuff like that. And that's where I can cash in. And I set alerts. I don't sit and watch the computer. I set alerts where I think things are going to start happening. And when the bells start going off, then I might look at it. But I don't sit there all day and do that. I got stuff to do.
When it do happen, I just sort of held what I had, right? And I have completely recovered. I didn't lose a thing in 2022, nothing. But it dipped really, really low, I can tell you that. It was a long, deep breath, but I'm back, completely recovered from that. So I might start looking at doing that again a little bit, like I used to do. I used to do that a lot, but not so much anymore. Just because I got, you know, got comfortable with being lazy.
You just swing trade and do a trade every week or even every month, you'll be a lot better off. You used to love Netflix, NVIDIA, but it took a bath for a while and came back. I don't tolerate those kind of losses. I'm gone. I'm not married to it. I don't owe them anything.
I'll never sell it. They paid off my house and bought me a car. They've done so much for me. I'm married to them. I'll have their stock forever.
Be a good company for sure.
I'm busy there for a minute, sending out. It waits for me until it can wait no more, and then it sends all of this bundled stuff up and out at some point in time, and I have to wait on it.
So has that, and I'm going to set that up before long. I've had daddy's probate and taxes and a bunch of work obligations and you name it, and I'm just about to get free in another month. Car's almost restored. Just a bunch of stuff has come together, and that's going to be one of the next projects is to get that on. This is a Yaesu 300-something I've had for a few months, and supposedly there's not too much to setting it up with this radio. Ha-ha, we'll see.
100R? They don't make them anymore?
I don't know. It's not an old radio. It's like I said, I've just had it for a few months, and it came in and people said, why did Yaesu make it? Because it was between the 400 with that big screen and whatever the one was beneath it. I think they've come out with another one since I bought this one, but this is not old technology.
That's a 350R. The 350R was the predecessor to the 400, and that's what I'm talking to you on right now. And that my wife got it for me 10 years ago at the Waynesville Ham Fest, and it has. I replaced my D710 with it because D710 screen, when it got hot, I couldn't read it. The backlight and the letters became the same color. With this one, it's not like that. It's not a color one. It's still monochrome, but it's a whole lot better than the 710. I took the 710 out and put this one in.
350. This is a 300-something, and it's got a color screen.
Okay. I was thinking it was the same as this one. They don't make this one anymore, the one that I've got. But I'm not getting rid of it either because I know how to work it. I've got a 400 in there that's ready to replace this one when this one breaks, but I don't think this one's ever going to break.
I've had Kenwoods run a long time. Since I was an early ham back in the 70s that finally gave up. But I like this one pretty good. I chose this over the 400. The screen's a little smaller, but it really fit in my dash well, the control head. And it's got two independent receivers. It doesn't just share an oscillator and then flip this frequency. It's two independent receivers, and it's really a lot of fun to put it on the inputs.
That one is. It's a Yaesu, though. It's not a Kenwood. I thought you said yours was a Yaesu. And I've got two Kenwoods that were my dad's that I had to replace the finals in one, and I had to fix the battery in both. And then one of them, when I was fixing the battery, one of the things that snaps a PC board to another PC board, the plug came off of the board, and I had to put it back on the board. Other than that, both of them are now up and running completely. They're 70s models Kenwood 2-meter radios. and they run really good. I use one in my truck. I take it out because my truck, I don't use it that much. I take it out when I'm not using it. I put it in when I'm going. But it's a 70s model Kenwood that's still working. like the Ever Ready Bunny.
It's been around too much confusion. I went back to the Kenwood when you said you had one that lasted many years. It was a Kenwood that lasted for me, but this is a Yaesu.
W4DJW. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I am back home. I hit 3 of 3, so I did all my running around. So I'm going to go back to programming and wait for it. Today was a good day in the market. I hope tomorrow is as good as today was. I hope every day is as good as today was, and I'd be happy. Anyway, talk to you later, Phil. W4NGU, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Be thinking about you. I probably won't get to trade much. I've got to help with a project that probably will last till lunch, and a lot of times I'm done by noon, so we'll see if I can get in it, snip out a little bit, carve out a little bit. I like to think they've got my money, and I need to go get it. W4NGU, clear.
L4PXB.
And radio check.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
PXB, thank you. This is K8HAN, Brian in Greenville. I have just moved my mobile from the car to the ham shack here, and I was wondering how it's working. Thanks for radio check.
Yeah, it's doing good. Yeah, I'm just outside of Spartanburg on 85.
Ah, beautiful. I was trying the HF frequencies there, but they're so noisy and don't seem to have very good propagation, so I figured I'd hook this one up and see how this one's working. I guess it's good. I got an antenna on the house that I haven't used in a long time, and it too seems to be working.
Sir, I can definitely hear you good, and it's probably not anything with your radio. It's probably me being mobile. I'm probably going through some hills and valleys.
I will come back out here tonight, check into the net, see how I hear everybody. You have a good drive home.
Hi, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's going to be my next investment because I have my general license, so I'm going to look into getting me a radio and an antenna.
Probably 3 years ago I got my license, but I haven't really been using it all that much. I got HF radio.
KO4PXB. I'm not sure if you kind of dropped the mic or something because I heard you talking and then your transmission cut out.
Thank you. It's you, Lord. KA5WLL. Good afternoon.
Eddie, over. K8HAN.
This is KO4PXB.
KO4PXB. Yeah, I lost my power supply there for a second. Just got back on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off on you. But yeah, I've been HF and doing parks on the air and stuff like that. It's been kind of fun. I got a wire antenna in the backyard that works really well.
How close in the backyard is the wire to the actual where your radio is?
I don't know, 40, 50 feet away, something like that. It's in the trees, about 30 feet in the air. Works really well. I mean, I've talked all the way up to Alaska with it. It's a G5RV or something like that, I think they call it.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm going to have to do is, because I'm in a HOA, and the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, so I've got to find a way to hide the antenna when I get it up there, because I've got 44 feet on the side of the house, but and the trees are probably only like 20 feet tall, so it's probably not going to be easy to get something up in there that's going to get a decent range.
K8HAN. Yeah, what about the attic? You ever think about putting an antenna up there? I've seen that work out for people too.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing I'm also looking to do.
I have a flagpole, but sometimes you can put up a flagpole that doubles as an antenna.
Yeah, I've also looked into that, but I think somebody mentioned, and from what I saw, it takes a lot of ground radials and ground planes to actually set that up. And where the flagpole is, there's a concrete sidewalk.
What you do is go with a thin wire and kind of a triangle shape or something like that to try to get, you know, half a wavelength or something like that out of the triangle.
Yep, I'll definitely figure something out, like I said, because I've finally narrowed it down to get one of the two radios that I'll be getting. It's either going to be the ICOM or the Yaesu that will have pretty much all mode from 2 meter all the way up to the, or I may look at it since the antenna, I won't have that means of antenna to get that, so I may just reevaluate the radio.
Some IC718, you know, just your basic starter set. I bought it on eBay. It's a pretty good deal. It works everything I needed to do. The one thing I would like is, you know, one of those waterfall indicators to show you where people are talking on the frequency. You have to spin the dial to find people. But besides that, it's got everything I need.
If you don't mind repeating what that radio was, and you said it does what modes?
718. It does CW, it does single sideband, upper and lower, and it's got all the frequency bands on it, just everything that you're qualified for in the general band.
That's good. Like I said, because the two that I looked at are definitely take some saving up some money to do so.
Yep, it ain't a cheap hobby, that's for sure. Just a little by little, I've managed to cram together a ham shack with a bunch of used equipment.
Yeah, my ham shack's going to be a little small table that I have set beside the den, because that's pretty much the only place I'm going to be able to have to put it. That's where I've got my little, I've got an HT hooked to an antenna that's just hanging over the blinds. In the living room now.
Carrying everything around in a cardboard box and setting it up when I wanted to use it. I had the antenna hanging in the trees with a wire coming from it. I would just set up under that and it would work. But I made a space for myself in this shed we have off the house. It's a little cold out here sometimes, but it's good.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. But my 3-year-old daughter sleeps in the sunroom part. The only other place that I'd be able to have the hand shack would be in that room, but within when I open the door to come back inside, that chime from the door alarm would wake her up, and then once she's up for 3 or 4 hours, so that's definitely not a good thing to do.
Yeah, you don't want that. This hobby has its challenges, that's for sure. I'd like to get this radio back into my car, or one like it back into the car, so I could talk to people on the way home and back. But even when I was doing that, I only have a 10-minute drive. There's only so much you can do in that period of time.
I've got about a 35-minute ride, but now it's definitely going to be longer because there's obviously some kind of incident on 85, so I'm doing 5 miles an hour.
On the radio then. I just drove back from Myrtle Beach myself. My daughter's going to school down there. We spent Easter with her, so I just spent the day driving back. I'm just relaxing now.
Yeah, that's always a very important thing to do.
Well, she's down at Coastal Carolina. She's in her second year studying English. We were a little worried about her getting started, but she didn't have any trouble at all. She went off and made some friends, and she's having a good time down there.
Yes, that's definitely a very important thing to do, is that when they finally get out on their own, that sometimes it takes them a little while to get, you know, everything geared up and running, but you know, I'm glad she's doing well and didn't have any major issues.
Yeah, we got one more. He's 16. He's a junior, so he's a little young for his class, but because of his birth date. But he's been looking at colleges. We've finally got him convinced that he wants to go, so that's a good thing. And then from there is which one. So we took him on a college tour during spring break, drove all over the state. He's starting to get excited about some of the programs that are out there.
Yep, that's very important to let them pick something that they're excited in. Unfortunately, they'll probably change a couple of times during that process, but
yeah, musician. I mean, he spends a lot of time in his bedroom. He plays the drums and he plays guitar, so it gets kind of loud. But he also does a lot of digital music production. He works with the computer and he puts together his own productions, and they come out really good. He actually puts them up on Spotify. People download them and stuff, and he gets a check from Spotify a few times a year, so that's kind of nice. That's kind of his passion. But I don't know if he can make a living in that, so we're trying to convince him to do a business music kind of combination.
Yep, that's definitely good. It's KO4PXV for ID.
I don't know, I kind of live vicariously through them. I've just watched them get, kind of grow up and get older and find themselves. It's kind of nice.
Yep, I'm 57 years old, and I've raised two of my other children that are 26, and about 3 years ago, one of the foster children that we had, they are up and left, and her baby with us, and so now we're raising her. So it's definitely something I did not think about doing in my 50s, raising a 3-year-old again.
Yeah, I'm 53 myself. It would take quite a bit of energy. I don't know if I have to do that. I guess you do it if you have to, but it would be tiring.
Yep, but she's definitely a very good kid, and like I said, just the mother just obviously, she slid off the cracker somewhere and just didn't want to be a mother, so she just up and left. So on the April the 17th of this month, we'll be adopting her. So, because truly, we're the only mother and father that she knows.
Well, it's a good thing you got a big heart for doing that, and a big heart for doing the foster thing in the first place. Tough job. I hope that mom will be back. I hope she'll see the way.
Yeah, truly not being mean about it, but they've already terminated her parental rights, so it doesn't matter if she comes back or not.
And then you'll have to explain it to that 3-year-old, too, someday.
Yeah, I look at it a lot different from my wife is. My wife said that she will explain that to her when she gets older, and my thought to my wife was, if she asks, I'll explain it, but I'm not going to volunteer that information.
That's so complicated. I mean, people used to respect each other. People used to love the family. They love to be with their families and stuff like that, and everything seems to have gotten so complicated. I don't understand it.
Just my thought on that is because some people have become so self-centered that it's all about them and has kind of lost that family thought process of keeping it together.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You see that self-centeredness everywhere you go. People just doing kind of crazy things all on their own. I don't understand it. Like there's nothing else to live for. Like the rest of the world doesn't matter.
It's all about them and what can they gain.
Heather, or she just gone off the radar completely for now?
My wife will talk to her, like I said, because she apologized to my wife for her actions, but she has not even called and talked to me and even made an effort to apologize the way she acted and all what happened.
People go through ups and downs in life. You never know, change of hearts can happen. It could be years, it could be months, or it could be never. You never really know, but I certainly wish the best for the situation.
I appreciate it. Yeah, because prior to her leaving, pretty much I told her, it's time for you to make a decision. Either straighten up, get you a job, and help out, or you have to go. And that Saturday and Sunday, I talked to her like 17 different times through text messages because she wouldn't even come downstairs. And at 5 o'clock on that Sunday, somebody came up from Georgia and come got her, and she left.
That's rough. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm not, like I said, because it definitely turned out for the better.
Yeah, I don't know. That poor little 3-year-old girl, though, she's gonna be missing her mom, and probably already does.
Yeah, due to the fact that we've had her since she was, you know, probably about 8 weeks old or somewhere like that. We're the only true mother and father that she knows, and that's what she refers to us as.
Okay, big heart, big situation. I assume God put you in this place for a reason, so all you can do is love and hope to be loved in return.
Yeah, she definitely does that. Because she's has no effects of it because she doesn't know who her mother is outside of me and my wife. Like I said, that's why she has no idea what happened in earlier in her life.
Complicated world.
Yep, that is definitely true because being foster parents, you talk about some strange guidelines on that. Jeez.
I imagine you could be stepping into all kinds of worlds as a foster parent. You just never know what the background of the person is you're bringing into your house.
Yep, we had this 3-year-old kid that was more likely, from what he told us, that they had a lot of bugs crawling around in our house, and obviously it was ants that made him afraid of pepper.
Oh, that's something. Never thought about that. Ants living in the pepper, I guess, would freak you out. You'd never be the same.
Yeah, like I said, because of the foster care guidelines, and I understand why, but they also set the parents up and the child up for not success when it says that you cannot spank a foster child. So they pretty much have learned that they can do whatever they want to, and there's really not much the foster parent can do to them.
There's a lot of families that operate that too, and you can see the results from there too.
Yeah, because the only time you can physically grab onto that child is in a restraining manner if they're going to hurt themselves, and it's just very strange. We had, I think, a 6 or 7 year old one day that he came there just for, he was going to be there just for 3 days till they found him some other place. And he told me and my wife said that he was going to kill us in our sleep because he knew where the knives were.
An eye open. How old was this kid?
About 6. And when my wife had kept him talking, and I got on the phone with his caseworker, and he said it again, and I mentioned to him that, in order to protect my family, said that if I see you coming at me with a knife, I will bury you where you stand. Because I have the right to protect myself in my home. I don't care who it is. You can have my foster care license.
You definitely don't need to keep the license. Well, obviously that worked out okay. I hope the kid was just venting or something, but you never know. People are crazy.
Caseworker sent the on-call caseworker to come get him, and they took him to the to get evaluated because he was just put in. He was taken out of his foster home because he was being abused very harshly, and so they put him in our foster home till they could find another place without having that type of evaluation to find out what means of care and placement that he needed.
Volunteer for a prison ministry over at Perry State Correctional Facility. I've met some older guys who went through childhoods like some of these foster kids that you described. They have had rough lives and have ended up in a bad place because of it.
This kid is definitely going to have a rough life because the mother allowed the brother and some other nephews to do some horrible things to him and just didn't understand it.
I guess all you can control is what's around you and, your house and your neighborhood and just a very little bit around you, and that's about it.
Yep, that is definitely true, and I truly hope there's a special place in hell for people like that.
What got you into the foster care thing? What made you interested in doing it?
Yeah, I grew up in foster care all my life till I went in the military, so this was my way of giving back.
what you were getting into at that point, I guess, but again, times have changed and everybody's different.
Yep, that is definitely true, because I don't, either the guideline wasn't there when I was growing up in foster care, or my parents did not abide by that policy where no spanking, because, you know, they definitely wore out a few rods, but I turned out okay.
How would anybody know? Do they come in and interview the kids or something and ask them?